Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this
Hey.
Sheila?
Yeah, do my mom need to be with me?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I just want to call into the IEB to get an update on where she's holding with that authorization. Is that
Okay.
okay? Okay. Bear with me while I get us connected.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service
They're asking
representative.
them what the status of the case is, okay? All right? Okay, you're asking them what the status of the case is. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. My name is Brandy. Are you calling today for the first time? Are you calling to check the status of your existing case?
The checking status of the existing case.
Is it for
How are
you or
you? How are
someone
you?
else?
It's for someone else, for
Alrighty.
my mother. Good. How are you?
Okay. No problem. It to protect their privacy, I have to verify I'm speaking with the correct individual. I need to obtain some personal information. Note, we will not speak to anyone without written or verbal consent. What is the applicant's last name, or do you have the case number?
Carter, Carter.
Without the spelling, say the first name.
With Evangeline.
Date of birth.
12/3/48.
Confirm her who I am speaking with.
Sheila Bell.
Your phone number.
267-307-7418.
And confirm her address.
5457 Wayne Avenue, apartment 711, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144.
Did you want her case number?
I think, is that the record number or the MC number? I just found her, some paperwork. Is that the 51 number or?
No, it is 987-671. That is the number for us to retrieve her
Okay. I'm
application.
sorry. One more time, ma'am. What?
987-671.
Okay. Thank you.
And her application has been sent over to the Department of Human Services for its final approval of financials. That's the county record number and all that that you do need.
Okay. All right.
And did you have any questions from that point?
No. So I think I just have to
Have you
hand in the
submitted
financial
anything that they
documents.
needed?
No, I'm still trying to gather. I do have one of the two things that they asked me for.
Okay, whatever you get, and if you see them take you time, I would submit what you have.
That's
Make
what
sure you do
I
not
was
give them
thinking.
your originals.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
With her life, I think life insurance policy, you must call the insurance company. You
Yes.
must, the summary must show the owner's name and the current cash and face value and the date
Yes.
issued. You must
Yes.
ask them for specifics. The current pension statement and the explanation of the citizen's checking account ending in 6118 joint ownership. What is the relationship and the transactions over $500?
Okay. All right.
Who does she own that
So,
with?
me and my sisters are on it because she was losing her memory, and so she asked us to put our
And
name
that's what you
on
write.
the bank
And
account.
that's what
That's
you
what I
write.
thought. Okay.
Are you guys putting money in there, or is it just her money?
It's just her money.
All right. That's what you put on there and say.
Okay.
And write a small letter saying, uh-huh. stating,
okay.
Hardship. Just put hardship.
Okay.
Label it hardship. Well, it's really not hardship. It's explanations. Put
okay.
explanations.
Okay.
And then put your mom's name there and her date of birth.
Okay.
The citizen's account ending in 6118.
Yes.
Myself and, you know, put your name, and my sister,
okay.
put her name,
mm-hmm.
are co-owners of this account because of my mother's mental state, but only her money goes in there.
Okay.
And that's really it.
Okay, I got it.
And then sign it and put today's date on it. Tell
mm-hmm.
them if they have any questions, they could call you, you know, because
gotcha.
You're the daughter or whatever, and that's it.
Okay. Okay. So when I call for the microphone, I called before, but she misplaces them. So I'm going to have her on the phone when I call so they can email them. So it says life insurance, the face value, and date issue. Then I could print it out because I had him do it a couple months ago, but I went over her house and I can't find him. I don't know where she puts the mail. It was enough. I couldn't find him. I'm going to go back and look again, but I couldn't find where she put the, you know, but they said, I'm going to mail it to you since it's not, you know, she's not with you. And then but when I went to go look, the paperwork I did have, it wasn't that. So I'm going to go back again and look for some other her mail. So if I call and they able to email it, can I print it out?
Mm-hmm. They might be able to.
Because I could print it out for her. Because they said if she's there, I could get it emailed and I could print it.
Okay, well, go around her and then have it emailed. Now, remember,
right.
this
okay.
is the thing. You don't need no tables or nothing else. Your exact words are, I need the current cash and face value of her life insurance policy with the owner's name, like who, you know, who owns the policy, whatever. What did it say? Policy owner, something else. Hold on, it says something else. Now I gotta go back for it. Hold on. Oh, and the date issued.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I got it.
Did you have any other questions?
Nope.
Well, then, ma'am, I definitely thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers.
All right.
Do you want our customer satisfaction survey?
No, not at this time, but you were great.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.